Welcome back to the Vanderbilt locker room. And Vanderbilt, a 74-55 loser to UIC tonight. Tonight's player of the game, A.J. Ogilvie, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 4 blocks. Defense has been a staple over the last few games, but tonight you let this and get away with, you know, the guards pouring in 53 points against us.
Yeah, really, we just didn't have a defensive effort that was required to win the game tonight. We came out a bit lackadaisical and just went out to pick it up from there.
With the short turnaround time that you had from Cancun, you traveled late, you got out of a game late, you traveled, really one day preparation, it looked like there was a little fatigue out there as well.
Yeah, fatigue's not an excuse for the way we played, though. We just didn't come with the energy that was required to win the game, and that's something that we know we, as a team, that that's something that we pride ourselves on. We'll be able to play anywhere, anytime. So we've got another short turnaround here. We've got a game Saturday, so we're going to have to concentrate on preparing for that now.
You know, you look at the stretch in the first half, you were only down 2, and all of a sudden you let it get away to 11, being down 9 at halftime, and that's really where the game got away.
Yeah, that's definitely where they stretched it out. And then the period after, we were trying to come out after halftime and pull it back a little bit, and we just weren't able to do it. They hit some big shots, and we just weren't contesting their threes enough. It just made it hard when we'd get a couple of good scores, and then they'd come down and sort of hit us with a dagger.
Well, Mayo is an unbelievable scorer. He looked like he was just in his zone tonight, scoring 30 points.
Yeah, he's a great player, and unfortunately we let him get off on us, and he's got his head up early, scored a few easy points, and then was just able to hit everything. And unfortunately, that's the way it goes with great players like that. Once they get going, they're hard to contain.
Thanks a lot. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Coach Kevin Stallings and Joe Fister after these words from GEICO.